to Malaysia now, where our reporter Jackie Fox is in Negeri Sembilan. That's 63 kilometres south of the capital, Kuala Lumpur. And of course, it is the location of the search for missing Nora Quora. She's the 15-year-old girl who's been missing now for most of this week. And it is, Jackie, day six. What have you been able, what can you tell us about the latest in this search?
Yes, Christopher. Well, I drove up to the Rainforest Resort this morning where Nora went missing, just around 20 minutes from where I am now in a place called Seremban. When we got there, you could hear the rescue teams before you even saw them. They were once again out using those loudspeakers to broadcast familiar voices known to Nora in hoping that there would be a response there. They pushed through tough terrain, really humid conditions. It was around 33 degrees at its peak here earlier, and it's difficult to navigate in certain areas and almost impassable in some parts. But a source told me that these teams are very experienced and very used to terrains like this, and they know them very well. However, all of that being said, it is almost a week now since Nora went missing from around that location, that rainforest resort, and we're not much the wiser on what happened.
The terrain itself, you've described some of it there, Jackie, but is it what perhaps we might imagine here? Dense jungle with very little in terms of a break for perhaps urban development or towns and villages?
Yes, it is in a very remote location, and I was speaking to locals in the area as well, and what they were saying was they don't even usually see international tourists in this area. It is so remote. So police every day, they're trying to keep people up to date with what's happening in terms of that search in the rainforest. And today they held a press conference again, which is welcome, as there was a lot of confusion over here over what's happening. First thing first was they stamped out rumours that footprints were found yesterday. They said that that was not the case. Secondly, they said that they had deployed an elite police unit for the first time today. But in terms of that operation and the level of searches, I put it to them about where the searches were taking place. Because even though we were at the rainforest this morning, when we went back later in the day, in the afternoon, it was quiet and we didn't see many search teams. And so this is what the police chief had to say about it, including that they are rechecking the areas, including the cottage that Nora was staying at.
Until today, the day six, we have almost covered six square around the missing place. Now we are almost all the places within the six map square already been checked, and then we are now focusing in getting any information which can we go back to the place and pinpoint to exact spot, any of the exact spot around, including the buildings, the chalet around, to recheck again. We doesn't have any exact spot yet.
And that clip, Jackie, from this morning's police, or the latest police news conference in the search for Nora. Conditions over the weekend, how are they likely to impact on the search?
Yes, well, day six has just come to a close here. The sun has just gone down. Bad weather is due over the weekend as we go into the seventh day in this search. Heavy downpours are expected, thunderstorms. But when I asked the police about that at the conference, they said that, yes, it could cause problems. It could hamper the search operation. But they weren't really worried about it. They said that they were used to this weather and it wouldn't faze them. But family and friends of Nora, they're desperate for some clues or some piece to this puzzle to find her. I understand that tomorrow morning family members of Nora Quora are due to address those search and rescue teams ahead of day seven in the search for the missing teenager. Apparently they want to thank the hundreds of people, including volunteers, who have joined the search for their daughter.
Jackie Fox, the very difficult wait goes on in Malaysia. Thank you for joining us.